Hey, this is Dwayne Bradford doing the interview questions. So here we go. First question: when did you start singing gospel music? How old were you? How did it come about? Are your parents siblings musicians? What were your first musical experiences? What was your first exposure at church? If so, which one? Singing gospel music. Well, I'm a musician. So I was playing first. I did get forced into singing into the youth choir from time to time because my mother was the head director, and over all of the different choirs at my home church. So, I've been in gospel music all my life since I was a kid, probably since before birth, because my mother's always been in church. So, you could say I started being in music. Like she said, I started playing drums. I was like 2 years old. So since the age of two, is when I started being involved with gospel music, music period. Came about because my family was in church. My mother is a head director, so she's not a musician, but she is a singer and she's a choral director. And my first exposure with music was absolutely the church, to answer question one. Question number two, where were you born? Where did you grow up? How did you, the music figure you into your upbringing? I was born into Chicago. I grew up in the South Suburban area of Chicago, as well as the South Side of Chicago. My mom had us staying in the South Suburbs for the majority of my life, pretty much all my life. And then my father had family. It was on the South Side station, mainly in the South Side. So the South Side of Chicago was mainly, you know, where I have been, whether it's the suburbs or the city part. Then it says, how did music figure into your upbringing? Well, again, I was always around music because of church. Both sides of my family were musically talented, both went to church. And, you know, I had a father who was always playing different types of music, R&B, Stevie Wonder, R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, when I was younger especially. I remember him playing a lot of his records coming up. I mean, that's not gospel, but, you know. My mom was at the gospel side with Hezekiah Walker, John P. Key. Everything you could think of, she was exposing us to gospel-wise. Timothy Wright, Orlando Draper. Huge upbringing in gospel. Gospel was heavy in my upbringing in my childhood. So, question number three, why is gospel music important to me? Gospel music is important to me because that has been my foundation of music, and it has allowed me what I believe to be a versatile musician because of all the different styles that is incorporated within gospel music. To this day, gospel, like the lyrics and the message remain the same, but the delivery is constantly changing and evolving. So you have to be you know, on your toes with gospel, playing these songs and arrangements. It's a challenge. So I credit gospel music to be, you know, my the classroom for me, even consistently to this day. You know, I think I love all styles of music. I won't say because of gospel, but gospel definitely is a big reason, you know, why I'm able to, I feel to be able to play different styles of music, because I play more than just gospel music. And even with Second Nature is a diverse situation musically, where, you know, we do all styles of music, R&B, gospel, pop, hip-hop. We're not just based necessarily in one genre or style, but we're a musical, you know, being, period, and a whole entity, not necessarily focused and directed in one specific genre. So that's why gospel music is important to me. So question number four, what has been the major gospel competitions you have won or other milestones in your career? Well, far as competitions go, Second Nature as an entity, we haven't done any gospel competitions. We did do a competition called Strange Range in 2012 that basically is a competition that showcases bands doing remixes of popular songs that you hear on the radio from R&B or pop artists and putting their spin on it and being done to the best of, you know, the band's ability. And we were able to be one of the bands to be featured to make the top five in the competition, which was, you know, it was different bands all over the country that submitted to be into the competition, and we were chosen to be top five, which was great at the time when the competition first started. So, Strange Range, which we have videos up on YouTube from Strange Range that we did, was really the only competition Second Nature did. So that will answer question number four as far as competitions. Me, myself, as far as saying having milestones in your career, I've been, you know, able to tour and travel basically, I guess you could say, the world with different musical situations. Going overseas, I've been to Sweden, I've been to Indonesia, I've been to China, I've been to a couple places, that's probably drawing blanks right now, Canada, West Coast. I've toured America with this artist from Nigeria, and she's also German, named Nekka, but it's more so like an inspirational reggae type of artist. But she is very well, very much so Christian based. So I've been afforded that. And Second Nature, hopefully one day we will get to that place where we're doing that. So that's the answers for number four. Number five, when did you decide to become a professional musician and gospel singer, or is this a sideline for you? Me, myself, that's Dwayne Bradford, the founder of Second Nature. I decided to become a professional musician my freshman year of high school. I knew I was going to be a professional musician. I probably pretty much knew before then, but I've always had this thing about basketball. So I was on the basketball team my freshman year in the fall of, what was that, 2003, I'm guessing that was. And there were so many players on the team, and, you know, I think we had, might have got to maybe one game, and, you know, I'm sitting on the bench. You know, they got like 22 guys on the roster, so the coach was only playing like maybe seven or maybe eight guys, so. You know, I'm like, man, I could be at home practicing right now drums, because I was still doing music, of course. But at the same time, you know, I was really serious about basketball. So I decided then, like, you know what, I'm going to make music my focus. And I just went ahead and I stopped coming to practice. I quit the team and I locked in with music. So that is how... that's when I knew I was going to become a professional musician and make that my career. It's never been sidelined for me. I tried to interview for regular jobs. I think I interviewed for a bank teller job. Didn't get, it didn't work out. I didn't get the job. So music has always been my thing. And that's how I was able to get into wanting to have a band like Second Nature and everything. So, that's question five. Now, question six. When you're not rehearsing or performing or doing other things related to your music, how do you spend time? Any hobbies besides gospel music? What are your main interests? Yes, for myself, you know, I love movies. They're inspiring in different ways. They cause you to look at life in different, you know, different perspectives. I love watching sports. I'm big into baseball. Well, first, basketball first, but that's starting to change because of the way that the NBA has been. But basketball has always been big for me. Football and baseball as well. I love those things. TV shows, and I'm big in food and finding different food to try out and eat in different restaurants. I love those type of things. Certain things from an artistic standpoint interest me. But yeah, and I just really just love chilling and relaxing at home when I'm not working. You know, I'm pretty simple. So those are my main interests. Movies, sports are my main interest in my relaxing time. Question number 7. How have you seen the gospel music world change in recent years? Are any of these changes influencing your musical style? Gospel music is an ever-growing, ever-changing phenomenon because people are looking for new, you know, different ways to push the envelope and be creative. At the same time, for me and my writing, or even for Second Nature Band, in general, with everybody that's involved with Second Nature, we, you know, I don't feel like we're influenced by what's going on necessarily from the gospel community that dictates what we write, what we create, what we do, which I think is also part of what makes you unique as an artist or a band or whatever, you know, producer. It's just not following trends, but finding your niche and finding your sound, you know. So for us, it's about just being unique and not being influenced by the status quo and what's going on. We do enjoy, you know, different things that come out. You know, I enjoy CeCe Winans' album, which she's a gospel artist. Her message is gospel, but I love the production and the approach. The delivery is still unique. It's like pop/Motown-ish from a production standpoint, but the message is still gospel lyrically. Like, those are the type of things that influence me, like seeing something be delivered in a creative way. So, but overall, most of the gospel changes that happen with different things when it comes down to Second Nature, no, they don't, you know, cultivate it, you know, our music style. I would say we have the style we have because it is what it is. Basically, it's, you know, it's not influenced by other things. And question number 8. Please tell me about each piece in your program. Why did you choose this piece? Are there particular challenges in performing this piece, this work, or composer you think the audience would be especially? What do you hope the audience will hear in this piece? As far as the pieces we chose for the Gospel Fest of this year, I chose the songs that I chose because I felt those songs were the great in resembling and demonstrating the, I guess, the spirit and the identity of Second Nature when it comes to gospel music and what we like to do. The first being a medley of two songs combined together. One where the introduction, which actually was influenced by an arrangement, an intro from the R&B band Men Condition, which felt connected in a worship type of feel, that was chosen for that, you know, because of the feel of that. But yeah, those things that, because of the feel of the intro, I feel it tied in well. It's a melody, a medley we put together going into a song by Ty Tribbett called Chasing After You, which is a favorite song of all of ours. It's a great melody. It's a great story, and it's something that a lot of people, you know, are familiar with. You know, it's a bit older now because of the time, you know, going on and different records that came out that Ty's done since then. But all in all, it's great nonetheless. And then the last song, which is called Surround Me, is an original song written by myself that we put out back in 2012, which I chose that because it's an original, and that's like something that we put out as Second Nature. So that was picked because of, you know, it being an original. And it's like you gotta have something that shows your identity and who you are, what you sound like, and that's why we had selected to do that song. So there were challenges in performing these pieces because you got to make it, they make them all connect. It's got to make sense, you know. And then you are concerned about the audience getting with what you're doing. You know, we were torn between doing a few different things in this performance, but it had to make sense with the other people who we had to play for within this performance. We didn't want to do songs that had the same vibe as the other songs that those folk had to do. So that ultimately led in what we ended up doing. I hope that the audience was able to hear the sincerity and the spirit of God in what we played, not impressed from a flashy standpoint, but from a ministry standpoint. We pray that spiritually, you know, they were moved in a great way by what we played. You know, not from a, oh my God, like those guys are incredibly, you know, amazing. Because to me, that's flesh. And when you talk about gospel music, it's supposed to be about, you know, the Spirit of God and Jesus Christ dying for your sins. And, you know, that is the focus of the message of the gospel. So we're praying, you know, we pray that people were affected greatly by what we did, and it seemed that way from the performance and from the turnout, from what we heard. So question number 9, many of our readers know little about gospel music. What do you think is the most important thing for people to know about the gospel music, about gospel music in this festival? I think the most important thing people need to know about gospel music that don't know about it is that gospel music, the intent and the heart of the music, the message of it is for everybody in the world. It's loving, it's caring, it's meant to be touching to the masses of people. It's about God's love to mankind, to the world. And I think people lose sight of that sometimes. But, you know, gospel music is about, you know, being saved through Jesus Christ, in my opinion. That is what it's about. And to me, that's what people need to know. You know, in this world and what's been going on with so much scandal with preachers and artists and different things, I think a lot of people look at gospel music as some type of entertainment when it's not. It was never meant to be that way. So I just want the intent and the integrity of gospel music to be focused upon when you talk about gospel music. The festival in itself, it's supposed to resemble that and bring people united to see, you know, Jesus in a park and through these artists that sing, you know, on the festival, on these stages. That's what it's about. And that's the answer for number 9. Number 10, our stories use great numbers of photos from childhood to travel to hobbies, relationships. Okay, same. We also, we do have a website. It's called, address is Second Nature Band, 2ndnatureband.net. And then I also have my website, www.dnaturalent, D as in dog, naturalent.com. And that is all the answers for the interview. And I've tried to send as many pictures as I can. So thank you for this opportunity. We are greatly appreciated.